Jeff, let's say somebody wanted to get early episodes of the show. Is that possible?
It is so possible!
If people wanted to get bonus episodes of the show, is that possible?
We got those too!
If people wanted to get like extra stuff, like video hangouts with us and other fans of the show, is that possible?
Dude, I'm telling you, all of that and more is possible. All they gotta do is support the show.
How do they do that?
Go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns, find out all the information you need, and help us continue to make this show.
Overall, good season of Black Mirror. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
It's time to talk now, Anthony, about how math can kill you. Math can kill you.
Math and Brussels sprouts, am I right, kids?
Oh, yeah. Don't brush your teeth or do your homework.
Kids, math and Brussels sprouts rule. Get older faster.
Get older faster.
Because you are terrible. Oh, get older faster, become cooler.
What a great message for kids.
Thank you.
Get older, faster, become better.
Yeah.
Do you think you hate math? You're just too young to be smart enough to understand you're dumb about that.
Yeah, you're just lame.
You're lame.
Sorry you're lame and you're afraid of being bad at things,
kids.
You
just come up with my new parenting style.
Be cool about being bad at things.
Yeah.
I'm cool with it. I'm bad at everything.
Oh, yeah. You got to be cool with that.
I'm so down with the fact that I'm terrible at all things, particularly math.
And Brussels sprouts.
You don't know how to eat those at all. Pizza.
Pizza. Here's one way that math can kill you. This was an article sent to us by our friend Ben Sawyer.
Hey, Ben Sawyer.
Maybe he has a nickname. I don't know.
I just call him by his Twitter name, but I don't know if he wants to be putting that out there.
Ben Sawyer.
That's not his Twitter name.
Thanks for sending this in. This was, I think, to our Facebook.
His Twitter name is his name and address. It's Ben Sawyer. It's at Ben Sawyer 155 Main Street.
Hilarious. This is about Hampshire's Ipley Cross. I'm sure we've all heard
of it. That doesn't mean anything to me. You're just saying phrases.
All right.
Thanks, Charles Dickens, for coming up with that.
Hampshire's Ipley Cross, a notorious crossroads.
Hampshire Ipley was born on an overcast day to parents who didn't love him.
Mother, father, I'm cross.
I don't care. Go and get me ale and meat and I'm not your real dad.
Someday I'll grow up and be better and smarter.
Not likely.
I hate Brussels sprouts.
This is a...
That's every Charles Dickens book, if you haven't read it.
Yeah, we just...
You dumb kids. Get older and better and read some Charles Dickens, you morons.
This is a Boing Boing article about an intersection in Hampshire. I guess that's...
Oh, Ipley Cross. It all comes together.
Yeah, you should have listened the first time I said Ipley Cross.
Nah.
This is an interesting intersection. It is two roads, and one of the roads has a very well-used bike lane on it.
Mm-hmm. And a bike is traveling to Chicago from Ipley Cross at 30 miles an hour.
You don't like word
and
problems,
then a car
kid?
Is heading...
Fuck you.
Yeah. Get better, kid.
Get better. Love word problems.
Get older faster, idiot.
This is a place where a bunch of bicyclists have died. They've all been struck by cars, and somebody was like, well, this is really a disproportionate amount of fatalities and accidents that have happened.
And they found out it was the masked rider.
The masked rider?
Yeah.
The masked rider of Hampshire's Ipley Cross?
Yeah. The masked rider of Ipley Cross.
Yeah.
Who comes
and steals,
in the night at midnight.
Steals cyclists in the night. Oh, now he has a motorcycle?
The masked rider?
Oh, he has a motorcycle.
No, he has a car, idiot. He's hitting cyclists.
Oh, but you did
listen to your own story, dummy.
You did a hand
engines
motion.
Can rev.
You
dude.
Did a rev engine like a motorcycle.
This is not a visual medium. You can't prove that. And number two, no, I did not. I thought I was doing a gear shift.
Oh, a gear shift. You know that the masked
get
rider
older of, faster, dummy.
You know the masked rider of Ipley Cross has a
he has a manual
automatic
transmission. Just because he's everybody who's frightening has a manual transmission.
Yeah, they replaced the top of the gear shift thing with a skull or something cool.
Yeah. He's got a teddy bear.
That's how badass he is.
Yeah, because like you don't dare make fun of the fact that he has a teddy bear because he's so frightening.
They looked at this road and went, why is there such a disproportionate number of fatalities? And it turns out that this crossroads sit at a precise 69 degree angle.
Nice.
Yeah.
420.
And everybody is...
Blaze it.
Numbers. See how cool numbers can be,
math,
kids?
Math is awesome, kids. Get older faster.
Get older
math
faster.
Math is just the exclamation of numbers as loud as possible. Read a book.
And what happens on this
what happens
particular
at a 69
angle,
degree angle? So, wait. These two roads
yes.
are at a 69 degree angle to one another. They are not at an incline or decline.
No, not at an incline or decline. That's one of the reasons that they thought that this was so mysterious, is the terrain was level. There are no side obstructions. Why are there so many cars hitting cyclists?
So I'm coming from one part of this X. You're coming from the other part of this X. We're heading towards the point at the middle of the crossing.
That's right.
And we can't see each other.
And we can't see each other. And the reason for that is something called constant bearing decreasing range. This is something that nautical navigation deals with, that airplane navigation deals with. And that is because those are generally going the same speed for long periods of time. So they understand that if you're going the same speed I'm going, or not the same speed, if we're both going constant speeds, we can be at an angle with one another where we don't see each other over a long period of time.
Because we're always in each other's blind spots.
Exactly. We're sitting in each other's blind spots and we're staying there because we're going the same speed over a long duration.
A specific angle, which keeps us, I'm picturing it now. And if you're in my blind spot and we're getting closer, but narrower,
right?
You're always right behind my eye.
What this angle does is the cyclist always has the car that's about to hit him behind him. So because the angle is acute, the car will be behind the cyclist up until the moment of impact, the moment of crossing the street.
But why doesn't the car see the...
The car doesn't see the cyclist because the cyclist is in the car's blind spot.
Because the cyclist isn't wearing reflective helmets.
A series of reflective helmets is what you need.
Kids, put on your reflective helmet.
Be cool.
Be cool.
Helmets are cool. Safety is cool. Math is cool. And Brussels sprouts are cool.
Get older faster. I don't... okay, so... It just happens to be, I'm trying to picture it and I'm having a little bit of a hard time picturing it.
So if
but I understand how it's working. Essentially, we're just always in each other's blind spots. And for us to always be in each other's blind spots in this situation, the cyclist must be in front.
Well, yeah, yes, exactly. And it's not every car and every cyclist, but it's frequent enough that this will happen to kill a disproportionate number of people.
If you were in one of those glass orb cars from Jurassic World, you wouldn't have a blind spot and you could see the cyclist coming.
Yeah, but then you would also be eaten by dinosaurs.
Could you see a dinosaur coming?
That's the problem. If you see him coming, there's nothing you
it's
can do
late.
About it. Yeah, he's already too late.
That's what all the rearview mirrors say.
That's
in
right.
Jurassic Park.
If the image may appear
If the
too
image
late.
Appears... Kiss your loved one.
Yeah, must go faster. So this is crazy because all it would take for drivers to see the cyclist is to move their head around.
Constantly?
Constantly move
like
their head
around. Like an owl.
Yes.
Like a
head on a swivel.
A hyperactive owl.
That's right.
If they were constantly just moving back and forth at 270 degree rotations.
Right.
Everybody would be safe.
Which is why they have employed a series of Kelly Clarkson tunes to play at loud amplified levels at this intersection so that people can't help but bop their heads to and fro to Kelly Clarkson. Because no one that listens to Kelly Clarkson can't bop their head. That's the Kelly Clarkson rule. Math. Kids, get older faster.
But don't get so old that when you reach into your grab bag of pop culture references, the first pop star you pull out is Kelly Clarkson.
She has the voice of an angel, Anthony, and how dare you? How dare you besmirch the good name of Kelly Clarkson?
I'm not besmirching anybody's name. I'm besmirching you. I want you to know that I'm not besmirching Kelly Clarkson. I'm besmirching you.
I think that's become clear over the course of 530 episodes. I dare you. How dare you? But I dare you to try to listen to Kelly Clarkson and not move your head to and fro. I picture not because I just reached into my grab bag. I picture because of her head boppiness. Her head boppiness is like, it's top 10 boppiness.
Oh, well, who would you say is the most recent pop star that you can think of off the top of your head?
Will Ferrell?
You panicked and said Will Ferrell?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
actor comedian Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Who by the way, also has not been in things for a while. Just
yeah.
Anyway, moving on. I would have said a series of owls.
Yeah.
Put a series of owls up
right.
there.
Right. Well, that's the difference between you and me.
Yeah, sure.
I listen to Kelly Clarkson to bop my head around. You listen to owls.
Well, I'm not saying listen to the owls. I'm saying have the owls there to constantly keep a lookout.
Oh, you're saying have the owls as some sort of sentry.
Trained
sentry.
Owls like is centuries. What I'm saying.
Centuries.
Yeah, like centuries worth of owls. Hundreds and hundreds of years worth of owls.
You're
Jeff.
Saying go back in time. Plant a family of owls there.
No, I'm saying more like sentries.
Yeah, sentries.
Like guards.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, okay.
Kelly Clarkson. What if Kelly Clarkson was guarding the owls?
Yeah, what if, Jeff?
Centuries on centuries.
Can you even imagine?
I'm trying to. It would be like a Hogwarts situation.
How would it be a Hogwarts situation to have Kelly Clarkson guarding owls?
Because if you've read any of the Harry Potter books, you know that Kelly Clarkson features prominently in all of them as the sentry of the owls.
Oh my God, Jeff. What's the most recent thing you've seen?
I mean, you right now. I'm looking at you right now.
Is there a new movie you've seen? Is there something that we can say to get you out of this hole so you stop doing this?
A movie that I've seen recently?
Yeah.
I saw that Star Wars.
Great.
The one with Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, you're young and you're cool and you're with it.
He gets taken away to a faraway planet and he meets an older gentleman who teaches him about the ways of the Force.
An older gentleman?
Mm-hmm. With a beard. A bearded guy. They call him Beardy One Kenobi. What's happening right now?
I've tried to give you so many outs. Cars.
I was doing a bit where you think that I'm talking about the recent Star Wars movie, and I'm only talking about the old one.
You were zigging and zagging. Yeah. I get it.
That was the bit I was doing.
No, it was good.
Okay, good.
It was good like a Kelly Clarkson song.
But
how about that?
Seriously, these people are being murdered. I think we overlooked the fact.
No, wait. Now you're saying murder.
Yeah.
Murder implies intent, Jeff.
I mean,
are you saying somebody is using this blind spot as an excuse, as an alibi?
Follow the money, Anthony.
Where does the money lead, Jeff?
To this road. Hampshire's Ipley Cross. Hampshire's Ipley Cross is where the money leads. Who does it benefit to have a 69 degree angle?
Nice.
Who does it benefit? It benefits a bunch of 13-year-old boys who snicker every time they drive by it. Right? Follow the money.
To the 13-year-old boys.
Yes. Follow the money, Anthony. The 13-year-old boys snickering wildly at Hampshire's Ipley Cross.
And they want people dead.
Of course they do, Anthony. They're 13-year-old boys.
I see. Do you need a nap? Do you want to go? Do you need some water, buddy? Do you want some orange slices? Are you okay?
You know what I would really love? Just turn on some Kelly Clarkson just for a second. I just want to bop my head about.
So, Jeff.
Yeah.
We can't reasonably expect people as they're driving to constantly be swiveling their head at 180 degree angles.
Certainly not without Kelly Clarkson on the radio.
How often would I need to be swiveling my head or looking around to see somebody at this incident angle? And how would we inform people that this is a danger angle where they need to be looking out more often than usual? What is the plan here?
A series
here?
Of signs that say danger angle, I think probably would convey that. I think that'd be good. The exact quote here is says, drivers who move their heads significantly while approaching the seemingly wide open crossroad can avoid the trap, but that's hard to enforce.
Now, why don't they just put a fucking stop sign up?
Or maybe change the road a little?
Or a yield? Or a slow? I feel like there are a lot of traffic signs that solve this problem.
I mean, I feel like you could... I mean, people are literally dying at Hampshire's Ipley Cross. Maybe you could just change the angle slightly.
Like you don't even have to change the angle, Jeff. You put a stop sign up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to change the roads. This is what I don't understand. Listen, I don't mean to brag. This is not a brag or anything, but like, I've been to England. I'm very well traveled.
What?
Yeah, I've.
And you survived?
I'm very cosmopolitan.
Must not have been through Ipsy class.
Easy for you to say.
I didn't say that well.
I've seen, they have stop signs. They have yield signs.
What?
They have slow signs.
In England?
They have all of these signs.
Are they pronounced the same?
This feels like whoever is studying Hampshire's Ipley Crossing needs to just learn what a stop sign is. I feel like there's an Occam's Razor thing going on here.
You think?
Maybe. Is there a particular reason why they can't have a stop sign up?
It doesn't say that. It doesn't cover stop signs at all in this article.
No,
in fact, maybe that's just an oversight of the whole endeavor here.
That's right.
Do we follow the money?
You know who funded this study? Big stop sign.
Big stop sign. They're like, hey, maybe you should install a big stop sign.
Just like a really big one.
Large. Big stop sign. That makes people stop more. I bet. Anyway.
You're bad at this today.
I feel like maybe I'm low blood sugar or there's some sort of... did I have a stroke at some point during this?
I don't know. Do you taste almonds?
Yes.
You smell pennies? What is it when you...
I smell pennies.
You smell pennies and taste almonds? Do you kick ass and chew bubble gum? What is it when you're about to have a stroke?
I think all of those things, but we're all out of almonds. This was an episode
Listen,
of a podcast.
Everyone, you never hear him. You don't know he's around, but Rob is here, our editor and producer.
Yeah.
And during this particular episode, because he knows, like, after we finish this episode, he has to like sit and open it up in a piece of software where he cuts out things that don't make any sense.
Yeah, there's not going to be anything left though.
And his head is just in his hands. Yeah, I've never seen it
shaking his head back and forth.
I've just never seen such a look of dejection.
The only time I've
since the last Charles Dickens novel I read.
The only time I've ever seen someone shake their head back and forth this vigorously is when they've been listening to Kelly Clarkson.
Well, now that we've done all the callbacks, can we end this episode?
Yeah, no, this was an episode of a podcast. This is what this was.
Some of you pay money for this.
Yes.
Some of you go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns and you give us money every month to make episodes just like this one.
Yeah.
Maybe you want us to make better episodes. Well, we're going to need more money, obviously.
We are.
Clearly,
we do not have enough money to make good episodes.
We don't have enough money. To give Jeff whatever snack he needs. So if you want to help us out, and also if this is your first episode, no.
Please.
I'm sorry.
Go back and listen
to
maybe another one, different one.
If you'd like to help us out, maybe get Jeff like a nap mat for
Ooh,
in here.
I love
you
nap
can take
mats.
Like a little 15-minute break.
That would be so
Patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.